You gotta turn it on, Roger. Okay? Sometimes people seem to think that they, excuse me, you know, that Holy Spirit is just not really that important in the walk with God. You know? He's an also ran. Yes, no man can come to the Father but the Spirit draw him. And so, you know, he drives the cart that brings you to the Lord, and Jesus said, that's good, but now receive the Holy Spirit. Give him the reception that he deserves. Don't just shake it off, you know. Or don't use some excuse for not walking in the Spirit. Don't decide that, you know, I saw somebody that was weird that was Holy Spirit filled, or, you know, or, okay. The Holy Spirit can be around, but now I don't want that tongue stuff. I don't want that power stuff, but I will prepare a little corner in my house where he can hang out. But Jesus didn't say receive part of him. Jesus didn't say whatever you're comfortable with. He said receive him. Receive him. Lock, stock, and barrel. Just receive him. And let him lead you. Follow him, because he's going to lead you into all truth. And you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You will receive power. He is power. He is power. And we need that. You know, last night I was awake for about 3 hours. I slept good for a few hours. And then I was awake and I couldn't get back to sleep. And I was praying in the Spirit. But it was like, I don't know what it was, but it was, you know, I'm laying and I'm talking to God about this ain't going to work. You know, I don't know what this is, but I didn't feel well. I couldn't really think. I could pray in the Spirit. And I had to fight what we get sometimes when we're praying in the Spirit, or we're praying, or we're worshiping, or whatever, you know, that thing of, I'm praying, but it ain't feeling like it's doing any good, you know? But I'm doing it because God said to do it, because it's, even if I can't feel it, he's working. But it's more fun when I can feel it. It's more fun when the sun sets you free. I like to feel God. I like to feel God. And most 99.99% of the time I do. And so when I'm in that place where I'm going, man, what is this? You know, I've been in those places, and I know that it's a resistance. I guess it doesn't matter why it's a resistance. I don't know why it's a wrong overshadowing. I don't know why. But it doesn't matter why. What matters is the Holy Spirit will set me free. But you have to remember that. Remember last week we talked about, you know, what you focus on, that's what you have. What you focus on, that's what you have. So if you focus on what you don't have, then that's what you have. You have what you don't have. And the Lord said, so change the picture. Change the picture. There are so many pictures of my grandchildren that my son and my daughter put up. All of my children, I guess, put up some. I'll never see them all. Absolutely won't. I think Vicky's looked at most of them. But you know, if you look at them, you got to take time to like them, because everybody else is liking. And if you look at them and you don't put a like on there, it might offend somebody. But I mean, there's just There's more than I could catch. I shouldn't say never. Now, that's not true, not never, you know. When I'm 100 or so, if I can still figure out how to run the phone, you know, I can just, if there was some way that we could just have them all play, we've got a lot of them that play, you know, they come up on things, so I get to look at stuff, but if there was some way that when they put them up, they would just go on a loop and be playing all the time, then I would catch them somewhere. But you know, and if you get them opened up, you can change the picture. You can look at another picture, and another picture, and another picture, and another picture. We can do that. Well, in the spirit, why not change the picture? Open my eyes so I can see, Lord. Change the picture. Change the focus. Fight the good fight of faith. It is not possible to fight the good fight of faith without Holy Spirit. It just isn't going to work. Because we have to fight through. If we don't fight through those things, I mean, I'm sitting there and I'm praying. I'm going, God, I don't have a clue. I don't even have a clue about tomorrow. I don't know, Lord. And I, you know, like that's not normal. But there's a battle that goes on. But if we put our trust in the Lord, if we remember what He said, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Oh, well, see, I've got to wait until He comes upon me. Don't call. Don't call. You know, when you've got a daughter who's going to have your grandbaby, you would like to know how things are going, you know? And you let them know that you would like to know how things are going. You don't want them to call you in a month or so and say, oh, I forgot to tell you. You know? You don't want that, right? And, you know, you kind of have your horse saddled and ready to go see that baby. And you want them to receive everybody that comes to see that baby. Right? You know? And it's a little unsettling. We say, well, okay, one at a time. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you expect them to welcome you all. And you prepare yourself not to get in a fight over who's going to go first, you know, whatever, why don't we just all go, you know? We want it all, and yet somehow or another, people think that Holy Spirit shouldn't mind being left out, you know? I mean, it's like God knows my heart. Well, Holy Spirit knows that I've had a bad experience. There can always be something that can try to put a wedge in things, but that's why the Bible says to desire God. To desire God. Because a desire for God will overrule everything else. You know, I'm going through. I'll take the way of the Lord's anointed few. I'm going through. Eternity is worth pressing in. You know? Jerry, if you're out and you're driving by the cattle and a cow's having trouble, you don't drive to the next spot and say, well, it should work out. You do everything that you can to help. You know? You don't hesitate, you know, because you've seen it and you know the signs of it, and you know your cows and you know your heifers and you know the age of them and you know which one's going to have more trouble and which one's going to have less trouble and whatever the case might be, and you know this one cow always just has hers, but you don't just drive on by and come back later to see even that one that you know always has hers. We want to check. Because it's important. You see, a walk with God is important. And It doesn't seem that way for a lot of people. You know? I mean, why would someone let just some random teaching about the non-existent forces of the Holy Spirit keep them from seeking all that God has for them? You know, I do. I remember I didn't know exactly what was going on, but I knew that every time that I was with my mentor pastor, every time we went somewhere, I would sing, he would preach, and then afterwards he'd pray for everybody, and then he'd set me on a chair and he'd walk around me praying for me. And he'd be praying, but he never bothered to tell me what he was praying about. He just was praying for me, and then he'd pray in other languages. Okay, that's fine, you know, whatever. But he never ever spoke to me about what he was praying about. But that got my interest enough that I began to seek what he was praying about. And one day when I showed up and I was praying in tongues, he said, "Whoa, that's what I was hoping for. Why didn't you say so? Why didn't you just say that there's power, wonder-working power? Why didn't you just say, as the apostles, they went to, I think, the Philippians or whoever it was, and said, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? They said, we didn't even know there was such a thing. Well, let's fix that. Bang. And it was fixed. You know? If a gift, all the gifts are attributed to the Holy Spirit, why would I not want all of them? Which one wouldn't I need? And for what reason would I not need it? You know? I mean, some people say, well, you know, I don't need much. Or they'll tell you, you know, can I pray for you? Well, God's got a lot to do, you know. And when you try to explain to them he's got nobody more important than you, they'll just maybe get uncomfortable because they haven't pressed in. They haven't experienced everything that God wants them to experience. A walk with God's an experience. And everybody needs to experience it. And even though we know that, we also need to be bold to declare that. We need to just go ahead and say, you know, because say to a mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea. Well, there's mountains in people's ways. And they aren't in that. And we got all kinds of reasons not to. We might offend them. They might not be ready. Are you ready? I'm ready. You know, when Judy, when I followed you out of the church and said, I'll come back in, you'll be okay, you came back in, and you're okay. You know? Better than okay, over the top, you know? And that is because if we're faithful to seek everything God has, If we're willing to recognize when he's been basemented, to raise him, to elevate him. Because there's a lot of things that detract and distract and all kinds of stuff that goes on, and we have to fight to get it there. You know, when I was praying in tongues and I'm thinking, and you know, I can think of a lot of reasons that he would just drop me like a bad habit, but he won't, and I'm going to reject that too, because he says, you know, to keep coming. Holy Spirit's the one that'll keep us coming. He will encourage us. He will give us wisdom. He will keep us going, and that's what he's supposed to do. That's why Jesus said, receive the Holy Spirit. Remember, he said, peace to you. And we can sometimes know, I just got to have peace. Somebody can say, peace to you. And you smile nicely, but you're thinking, shut up. This is not a time for peace. It is too. It's a time. It's a time for peace. Because if we don't go with that, then my goodness, you know? Oh no, she was in labor. Oh no, she's not in labor. Oh no. And everything that can come up that's ever been wrong anywhere along the way, that's all we can focus on. We don't want to focus on that, do we? You know? Change your focus. Flip the picture. Imagine the goodness of God in the land of the living. We can do that. Because that then, by the power of the Holy Spirit, will take us through. Otherwise, it's going to stand on top of us. And Jesus knew that. That's why he said, receive the Holy Spirit. Not a corner of the Holy Spirit. Not a fourth of the Holy Spirit, not a half of the Holy Spirit, or a third of the Holy Spirit, not three-fourths, you know, not seven-sixteenths, not 15-sixteenths. Just take it all. Take it all. Now some mechanics, Jerry might be that way when he does mechanical things, he can kind of look at something and know what wrench to have. I need to take the whole set. So that if I don't get the right one the first time, unless I need steps, you know, unless I need steps on my watch, then I can go back and forth and back and forth. But usually, you know, I might pick out something and then I'll think, nah, I just take the whole works. We need the whole works. We need the whole works, because then we have the Holy Spirit directing which tool to use. But one main thing that he said was, is in the Romans it says, when we don't know what to pray, the Holy Spirit makes intercession with groanings and words that we don't know. And when we have all of the Holy Spirit, then when we're praying like that and we start thinking something different, like what good is this doing, another part kicks in and encourages us. And encourages us. You know? I need to be encouraged. Don't you need to be encouraged? You know? I want the whole thing. And so that was why when I didn't know what the pastor wanted me to know that I was seeking. And I made it much more difficult than it needed to be, but because I made it much more difficult than it needed to be, I could make it much easier for others. And so this all works together to the good of them that are called according to his purpose. You know? I mean, I've told you about it, but in Russia, the one trip just seemed like it turned into a Holy Ghost time for all of these people. You know? That they had been living for years and years and years thinking that something was wrong with them, that they didn't receive, and somebody came and said, oh yeah, you did. You just didn't manifest. Because they wanted. And one youngster, when she finally went and she prayed and she received the Holy Spirit and she was speaking in tongues, she was a wildfire. She was going to the grandmas and the grandpas and all the other kids, and she was saying, we can do this thing. It changed their lives. And because it changed their lives, then they had kids out just bringing people in off the streets. And when I got back there the next time, they said, what should we do with them? I said, what do you mean, what should you do with them? Well, they're just bringing anybody in. What should we do with them? I said, find them a seat. Let them go. Encourage them. Send them out. Oh, really? Yeah, really. It never occurred to them. But they were willing to receive encouragement. They were willing to receive instruction. If we're willing to receive the Holy Spirit and be being filled, and be being filled, and be being filled. It isn't like we have all that there is one day. Because there's more. There's always more. Always more. And so if we feel like our engine is going below idle and coughing a little, get more. You know? Don't get discouraged. Don't give up. Don't tell yourself that you're failing. Get filled up. Be being filled up again. That's what he is. We're people. We're people. And we're going to be people until we're robed in righteousness in heaven. And so when the Bible says pray for one another, when the Bible says encourage one another, when the Bible says receive the Holy Spirit, when God tells us those things, there's a reason for it. There's a benefit to it. And so we get the help where we can get it. Our website's been having a helter-skelter time. Every week I'm getting this thing. Last week I had one kind of an error and Joshua got that fixed. This time I got another one, a critical error. Ooh, what's a critical error? They're all errors to me. Do you think I'm going to try to fix that? Absolutely not. And it's got to be the Holy Spirit. It's got to be a miracle of God. Most of the time I can text and 4 days later I might get an answer. But when there's trouble, I get an answer. Ooh, I'll have to check into that. I'm so glad. I haven't worried for one moment since he said we'll have to check into it. I know he can fix it. I haven't. It hasn't been distracting me. It didn't keep me from worshiping, wondering, will he really be able to do it? And yet, in our lives, in our walk with God, we will come to places where basically what we will be thinking is, I wonder if God will be able to do it. But we'll camouflage it just a little bit. Because, you know, we aren't about to say God can't do it. You know, we will say, well, I know God can, but I just don't feel like he's going to do it this time. Why would you feel that way? But, you know, that's how the enemy just kind of comes along and nudges us toward the edge, you know. We don't even know it until all of a sudden, you know. Last night I found myself between, I don't think Vicky had much of the space, but the dog had me, and I didn't have quite enough space to lay on the bed. She's a little dog. But there I was, and I'm feeling air, and then I reach over, and I realize that part of me is hanging over the edge of the bed. That's what the enemy does to us. He nudges us over. And we don't even know that we're moving into unbelief. But Holy Spirit does. And Holy Spirit breathes on us. Better than a little breeze outside of the bed. You know, press on. Press on. Keep going. You see, I know. I absolutely know. I know that he never fails. So I'm not real big on holding on to my stinking thinking. Sometimes I am a little too good at holding on to a stinking attitude, but not stinking thinking, you know? And sometimes I fight the good fight myself, and sometimes you have the Holy Spirit going, really? Seriously? That's why Jesus said, Receive the Holy Spirit. He'll lead you into all truth. How in the world can people think that they're going to walk with God, but that they don't need that Holy Ghost stuff? How can they possibly do that if Jesus said, receive the Holy Spirit? Jesus said to Nicodemus, unless you're born again, you're not going to see the kingdom of God. And yet there are lots of people that call themselves Christians that don't need to be born again. I don't go for that born again stuff. How can this be? How can you be that way? Well, you know, no, I don't. If it says it, don't you want it all? You see, that's how the liar keeps people from the truth. It'll be okay. You don't need that. And the devil will send things. When my cousin asked me if I spoke in tongues, and I said, I guess I didn't know there was such a thing. He said, well, when you speak in tongues, then I'll believe you're saved. And a wedge rose up and said, as far as I can tell from activities, I'm more saved than you are. I don't need that. Oh, bad thought. Bad thought. But I learned better. And I said, sorry, Lord. Sometimes we just need to say, sorry, Lord. Sometimes we, even we who love God, worship God, have experienced and enjoyed lots of things of the Spirit. Sometimes we know better, but we act like we don't need that right now. Not right now. Yeah, I know, but. Yeah, I know all that. No. You must not know it right now. See, we can forget things, right? We can forget things, and because we have and are filled with the Holy Spirit, we are open to direction. We're open to instruction. We're open to hearing from someone else. You know, we're open to that. If we don't know how to fix something, we're open to somebody helping us to fix it. When something happens to my tractor, I get a hold of somebody that I know can fix it, because not much I can fix. It just wouldn't be wise for me to ruin it trying to fix it, you know? And so I have this confidence, they'll fix it. My neighbor says, they'll never fix it for you. They will fix it for me. Yeah, they'll fix it. Nah. I don't think so. Pretty soon I'm driving it. He fixed it for you, huh? Yeah, I'm blessed. Don't you know that by now? I'm blessed. You know? God looks after me. And in the spiritual world, that's what I'm blessed. You're blessed. Holy Spirit looks after me. God is for me. I believe Jesus knew what he was talking about, so I have received the Holy Spirit. And I can tell if my tank is low and I need to refresh that. It's amazing to me sometimes how I will discover that I have been going along but not really praying that much in the Spirit. And I will say to myself, self, what is the matter with you? You know? That's key. That's instrumental. That's something that you need to do. But, well, you know, when things are going good, maybe, I don't know, but I'm fixing that. I put up a note up right on the refrigerator, pray in tongues. I might have to put it up a few times because Vicki might take it down because she don't like me sticking stuff on the refrigerator. But you know, I mean, that is so easy, and it's so automatic, and it's so powerful, and it sets you free. And that's what happened this morning. It just broke out. Oh, that feels better. That feels much, much better. I like that. I don't really have to know what it was all about. If God wants to tell me, that's fine. I'm perfectly happy to just go with the new picture. The new picture. Receive and be receiving and be filled and be being refilled. Listen. Listen. Hear what the Spirit of the Lord would say. Put it to work. I would say, ask the Lord to show you some places where even maybe recently that was the only thing that needed to be kicked into gear. But then on the other hand, I say, old things have passed away. Just take care of the future. But we can think in our own selves. We can imagine in our own selves. You know? There's nothing like going ahead and praying through in the Holy Ghost to bring to remembrance, I haven't been praying enough in tongues. So that means I must not be praying much at all, because my major prayers are always in that. Otherwise, they're like three-word or two-word prayers. Help, Lord. Heal, Lord. You know? I mean, he doesn't need a lot of words, but I need to pray. We need to pray. We need to seek. We need to call. And we need to experience all that God has for us. Amen? Amen. So, Lord, that's what we are renewing, refreshing, rebuilding, receiving your refilling. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for reminding us to receive, Holy Spirit. All of you have all of me, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Bless this select group amazingly. The power of God is here to just receive, to just take what God has for us, to just let it flow in us. We may need to ask, because he says to ask. Probably more than anything, we need to receive, because he is here moving in this place. He is here working in our hearts. He's here healing us. He's here transforming us, turning us into transformers, not the toys, but empowering us to transform. One word from God can change a life. And that word might just come right out of your mouth into somebody else. So thank you, Lord.